Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Alabama Supreme Court issues a major decision stopping same-sex marriages in Alabama and issuing one of the most well-reasoned, cogent decisions on marriage of any court in the country. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Harry Mihat, who is our chief litigation counsel and vice president of legal affairs for Liberty Counsel. And Harry, this decision by the Alabama Supreme Court is astoundingly good. It is a breath of fresh air. The Alabama Supreme Court, in a 7-1 decision, issued this decision that stopped same-sex marriages from continuing to occur in Alabama and issued a very strong opinion on marriage itself.
It really is a great decision for the rule of law and for natural marriage, Matt. The Alabama Supreme Court methodically dismantled the imaginative arguments that had been put forth for same-sex marriage. One by one, bit by bit, and piece by piece, they use such forceful reasoning and logic that when anyone reads this opinion, they have to wonder what in the world were the other federal courts thinking when they invalidated natural marriage laws.
That's right. In fact, what happened is a single federal judge in the southern part of Alabama issued an opinion that said that the natural marriage of a man and a woman affirmed in the state constitutional referendum passed by the people about 82% in 2006 was unconstitutional. And as a result of that, allowed a couple of people in front of the court to be able to have same-sex marriage licenses. Then the Chief Justice, Roy Moore, issued an administrative order saying that the probate judges were not bound by that decision, and most of them abided by that for the early couple of days. And then the judge issued another decision, and a number of these probate judges got nervous, thinking that they needed to comply, so they began issuing these same-sex marriage licenses, and that's when we filed a lawsuit just before that, with the Alabama Supreme Court against five or so of these probate judges who had been issuing these licenses, went directly to the Supreme Court of Alabama, bypassed the trial court and the appellate court directly to the Supreme Court. And these probate judges, they got attorneys that we filed suit against. We asked the Alabama Supreme Court to stop them and others from issuing same-sex marriage licenses. They, first of all, Harry, argued that we didn't have any interest as citizens, that there was no standing, and the court had no jurisdiction, but the court jumped over that pretty quickly and methodically dismantled their arguments.
That's right. You know, Liberty Counsel was on the very front lines of this particular fight, and we filed this petition, and it seemed like these probate judges, on the one hand, they were claiming to just be neutral and just be following, they were just following the orders of the federal court. On the other hand, they were advocating against natural marriage and against us, and they raised every single argument they could think of. It was really a kitchen sink type of a response. They threw everything at us that they could find, and there were several of them. They had dozens of lawyers between all of them, and they cut out our work for us. They kept us busy for a number of days and nights.
Yeah, and then there are also some amicus briefs that were filed by the National Center for Lesbian Rights that's been very active in promoting the same-sex marriage agenda. And then we filed an amazingly cogent, well-reasoned reply to all of their material. And the Alabama Supreme Court then issued this 7-1 decision. Chief Justice Roy Moore did not participate in that decision because he had previously issued the administrative order, and he'd also spoken publicly on this issue. And so to his level of integrity, he did not want to appear biased and be involved in directing the outcome of the court. So he stepped down. Otherwise, it would have been an 8-1 decision. Contrast that to the lack of integrity of Kagan and Ginsburg on the United States Supreme Court. They've participated in same-sex marriages while the issue of same-sex marriage is pending before the high court, and yet they have not recused themselves, but the Chief Justice did. He's a man of high integrity. And he was vindicated by this 7-1 decision of the Alabama Supreme Court. But beyond this, and what's major is important to the rest of the country, is number one, same-sex marriages with this nearly 150-page decision, which you can, by the way, read at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Same-sex marriages ceased immediately in Alabama. They came to a halt because of this decision. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that they are bound by Alabama law, that the single judge decision does not extend to the rest of the state or the rest of these probate judges. And then, Harry, what is really amazing and really encouraging is how well-reasoned their decision is on natural marriage. They dismantled that federal judge's decision.
They sure did. They went through it piece by piece and point by point until there was just nothing left of her decision and also of the Windsor decision and other federal courts that had invalidated natural marriage. And I think it bears emphasis, Matt, that even the one justice that dissented from this opinion did so strictly on procedural grounds. He felt that maybe it was a little premature, that maybe we should have taken the case to the lower court first. He did not dissent on the basis that there is some fundamental right to same-sex marriage. No justice thought that on the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yeah, and so that means that the issue of whether there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage has a 9-0 support level at the Alabama Supreme Court, that there is no constitutional right to same-sex marriage, or alternatively, there's no constitutional prohibition to affirming the natural created order of marriage. So, you know, when you read this decision, not only did it send reverberations throughout Alabama, but throughout the country, because these are decisions and issues that are being dealt with around the nation as well. But you don't get the impression that these justices at the Alabama Supreme Court are waiting to get a few crumbs from the United States Supreme Court decision and some enlightenment as to whether those justices on the high court can find something in the Constitution that they just simply overlooked. You get the real distinct impression that if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way and somehow concocts and invents some convoluted so-called right to same-sex marriage, that it's not going to impact these Alabama justices. Their mind is pretty clear. It was set forth very clear, very persuasively in this decision. And I don't think they're just waiting to see what the high court is going to illuminate them with. You could clearly have a clash between the state and federal judiciaries on this issue.
I think that's very right, Matt. You know, the Alabama Supreme Court decided they wanted to get out in front of this issue rather than waiting for five judges on the Supreme Court to tell them what marriage is or to tell them what new fundamental right that they might find in the Constitution where none exists. These Supreme Court justices in Alabama decided they were going to interpret the U.S. Constitution for themselves, which they clearly have a right to do. Having done that, having gone through the analysis, they concluded quite clearly so that there is no fundamental right to same-sex marriage. It really was a no-brainer for them, leading to the unanimous decision, and it should be a no-brainer for the U.S. Supreme Court if they decide to set the politics aside, certainly if the justices that are so obviously conflicted, like Kagan and Ginsburg, do the right thing and recuse themselves.
That's right. Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And there we have a press release on this Alabama Supreme Court decision. You can go into that press release and then click the hot link for this opinion. It's 150 pages, but it is well worth reading, particularly about the last middle to the end of the opinion where it really starts to focus on the substantive part of marriage. Very strong, very encouraging. We're going to continue in this battle to preserve natural marriage. Again, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Read this opinion and share it with others in your community. Share it with some of your elected officials. It is a good read. You know, it's something to read this because it is a very well-written, reasoned opinion talking about the history and importance of marriage and male and female, mom and dad, the importance of the family, and then it goes through the legal cases as well. So it is a very encouraging decision, And we've been very much at the forefront, and we're still involved in this case. We're continuing to litigate, not only in Alabama, but around the country, to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family as the union of a man and a woman. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. You can get our emails, the Liberty Alert, and other grassroots action emails as well. Support Liberty Counsel financially with your prayers and your finances by going to Liberty Counsel's website.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.